Taking a look first at your local and regional news. There might be a clash of departments in Tuscola County soon over who has the authority to issue orders and who has control. During the last two County Board of Commissioner meetings, board members have directed the Tuscola County Road Commission to enact safety measures at six intersections that are problem areas for accidents, and have asked that a road board member attend a meeting. Neither of those requests by the county board have happened, and Commissioner Chair Kim Vaughn has done extensive research on ways to replace the members of the board commission and or have the board commission dissolved outright, or to have the county board of commissioners oversee the road department's operations. Initially, Vaughn had wanted the issue to go to a vote of the people, but has since said he's learned that isn't necessary. In no uncertain terms, commissioners want a member of the Road Commission at the Monday 8 a.m. January the 12th meeting in the Purdy Building and to have some action taken. Commissioner Nancy Barrios, who is a liaison to the Road Board, was asked to deliver that message to the Road Board when she attends their next meeting. She urged fellow commissioners not to make any rash decisions, as there might be a reason for the Road Board's non-compliance. For several years, the Road Commission has been considered an autonomous entity, and there are differences in the hierarchy charts. The county's organizational charts shows that the county is over the Road Commission, but the Road Commission's chart does not reflect that. And another local and regional news for today. The Hemlock Public School District is recognizing its seven-member Board of Education this month as part of a statewide effort to honor school board service across the state of Michigan. Superintendent Dr. Don Killingbeck emphasized the demanding nature of board service, noting that members dedicate extensive time to the meetings, school functions, and professional development. Statewide, Michigan board members have completed over 7,500 hours of training to try and stay current with educational challenges. In Hemlock, board members should shoulder considerable responsibilities, managing an $18 million annual budget, overseeing operations affecting nearly 1,300 students and 200 employees, and maintaining four school facilities. Their duties extended beyond monthly meetings to include setting educational vision, shaping school policies, and making long-term decisions about academics and finances. Dr. Killingbeck noted that while board members typically work without fanfare, their commitment strengthens public education and supports the district's democratic mission of quality schooling for all children. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with further news right after this.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused three deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories. All caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, most of the last meeting of the Oliver Township Board of Trustees centered around the township's fire department. Fire Chief James Seeley reported that he was approached by a mutual aid group about having the fire department agree to help other fire departments outside of their usual area. It was decided to get more information for the next meeting about the issue before they made a decision. He went on to explain to the board that he would like to purchase an air compressor to use to fill the air packs that firefighters wear when they're fighting a fire. The cost for that piece of equipment is $31,000. The department has half of the money to cover the costs from previous fundraisers, and the board approved paying $15,500 to cover the remaining cost of the compressor. The chief went on to report that the department made 87 runs last year, and as of mid-December, there had been 76 runs made. Seeley also noted he had been subpoenaed to testify in court about a stolen car that was found burnt in a cornfield in the township. And in other news for today, to bring in the new year, there will be some new leadership on the Huron County Board of Commissioners. During their county meeting earlier today, the board selected District Number 1 Commissioner Sammy Corey as the new chair. He represents the townships of Brookfield, Fairhaven, Sebwing, as well as the villages of Sebwing and Owendale, replacing Commissioner Mary Babcock as chair. The board selected District Number 4 Commissioner Steve Vaughn as the vice chair and will represent the townships of Chandler, Colfax, Meade, and Oliver, as well as the village of Elkton. There was also another change, as approval was given to remove the restriction of only allowing the first public comment segment limited to agenda items only. The change now allows any topic to be discussed during the first public comment during the meeting. Also, the board decided that meetings will remain the same. Commissioner meetings will continue to be conducted in the 305 boardroom in the Huron County building at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. The board will continue to meet at 9 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month and the fourth Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m. However, because of some holidays, the board will reschedule as needed for Wednesdays instead. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Monday, January the 5th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.